Welcome to another episode of Black
and Blue.
This episode we have titled what?
The Family Tree.
Family Tree. Oh, mm-hmm. Family Tree. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like it. We will be talking about trees, plural though, right?
True. Yes.
Yeah, but first we're going to go to really a tree that it looks pretty dead.
Very dead.
Yeah, it has a guy dying on it.
Mm-hmm. The tree of the cross.
Oh, the cross. Yes. And we're really fascinated by these words from Jesus from the cross, especially yes. This third word where Jesus, he says in John 19, woman, behold your son, you know, talking to Mary and John. Then he said to the disciple, John, behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Okay. So Jesus is, he's not separating people at the cross. He's doing what?
He's bringing them together.
He's bringing them together. He's togethering. He's familying. That's not a word.
We're making it a word.
Yeah, there we go.
Exactly. Which is, I mean, it's the opposite of what happened at a different tree.
Oh, yeah. In Genesis 3?
Yeah.
Ooh. And there, I mean, at that tree, there was a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And at that tree that was actually living, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, there's not any uniting going on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dividing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Separating.
Dividing, yep.
Yeah, a rupture in that union and communion between that man and that woman.
Because, I mean, Adam and Eve get on fig leaves and they try to hide from each other. And then when God comes on the scene, they're pointing and blaming and lashing out at the other.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not with that guy.
The blame game.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they think when God does come onto the scene that it's going to be, oh, get even time, payback time.
Mm-hmm.
You stab me in the back. Now it's my turn.
To stab you.
And of course, he doesn't do that. You know, he declares that beautiful promise that from a woman will come an offspring, a child that will crush the head of the serpent.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that offspring, that child crushing the head of the serpent right here in John chapter 19.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
Jesus pinned to a dead tree so that he can bring life and immortality to light. That's beautiful.
It is. And we're seeing one, I guess you could say one aspect of that life and love is in the familying of people who aren't blood relatives, but because of Jesus and his shed blood, and because of that, they're becoming actually a stronger family than any family on earth can be.
Yeah.
The Jesus family.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what is the saying that blood runs thicker
than
water?
Yeah.
But here it's actually water tinged red with the blood of Jesus that runs thicker than blood.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's no coincidence that you've got it in the Gospel of John where it's recorded about Jesus getting... sound effects with Pastor.
Yeah. You have that spear... pierced side,
yes.
And from that spear pierced side flows water and
blood.
Yeah. And even Martin Luther, he'll talk about the font, you know, just that it runs red.
Yes,
that's water tinged red with the blood of Jesus.
And
in that water and blood washes us into a whole new family.
Yeah,
where you know we're not related to each other, right? I mean, I'm Shion, you're Patron. Now I know you go back far enough and we all have the same you know, first parents, Papa Adam, Mama Eve. I get that. But we have different family trees.
Yeah.
Right? But yet we have the same family tree.
Exactly.
Because of the cross, which is the greatest family tree.
It is.
Where we have Jesus who is the head of a whole new humanity. The new Adam.
Yeah.
And we are really, in a sense, the new Eve.
Yeah.
You know, that we actually are creation from his side. You know, that water that washes us into the new Eve, and then the blood that we get to sip and sup, you know, in the Lord's Supper, where he nourishes us as bride. So he's not just like, you know, okay, you're my bride, I'm not going to take care of you. He gets to nourish us with his with his blood that flows from that spear-pierced side. And what a family tree to be a part of.
Exactly. It's the strongest. And actually, it's even better than what our first parents lost.
Oh, way better.
Yeah.
Because
now we have God as our big brother. Our Lord Jesus is now our brother, and God is our father. That's amazing.
It really is. And you know, God has no grandchildren. So we're all sons and daughters. Yeah. Well, you know, we're all firstborns actually.
Yeah.
Which is always mind-boggling to me, you know, that we all get the whole enchilada of the inheritance.
Uh-huh.
It's not like, you know, in our biological families where the inheritance is kind of it's like piecemealed out, right?
Right.
That we get a sliver, a slice of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when it comes to the inheritance in this family tree, the Jesus family tree, yeah. we get the whole enchilada, all of us.
Right.
I know numerically it makes no sense, but you mm-hmm. know, there's a lot that's, you know, a mystery.
Yeah.
With the faith. And that's one of the mysteries. Yeah.
It is.
And what a beautiful picture of this family that is actually united by a suffering one.
Mm.
So that we know yeah. that it's a family that we can bear one another's burdens,
right.
One another's suffering. Mm-hmm. So this is not a God that shuns suffering, that divorces himself from suffering, mm-hmm. but enters fully into our suffering.
Right.
And by doing so, he's able to overcome all the barriers that actually separate us.
Yeah.
So we can actually be united
mm-hmm.
in a blessed union and communion.
Yeah.
This Jesus family tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so we likewise then can enter fully into people's suffering. You know, mm-hmm. we don't shun suffering. We don't say, well, yeah, I don't. You're just such a mess. I'm going to stay away from you.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to be part of right. people's suffering, so that they know mm-hmm. they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a family that really does share and care and burden bear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because we're getting to care, share, and burden bear with our big brother Jesus. Because me carrying your burdens, or likewise, I mean, we're always yeah. carrying it with Jesus, the suffering one, the true suffering one, who knows all of our shame. I mean, he's hanging naked from the cross.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really big contrast to Adam and Eve, who were, you know, naked at the tree and then are trying to cover themselves with fig leaves.
Yeah. And he's saying, you know, you don't have to cover yourself. I'm going to cover you.
Yep. I've got you.
Yeah.
You're part of my family, and I will not let anything snatch you away, which is also part of the Gospel of John. It's really cool how all of those different verses tie together, those images. Yeah. No one can snatch him out of my hands.
Oh, yeah, oh, John 10. Yeah,
exactly.
The Good Shepherd.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But that's part of being, that's the perks of being part of the Jesus family. You can't be snatched away because his blood and his and the water from his side, too strong.
It holds in life and most especially in death.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so you can't ask to be part of a better family tree. Mm-hmm. It's the family tree that endures.
Mm-hmm.
It's the family tree that remains steadfast. The mm-hmm. family tree that goes through life and death into the mm-hmm. resurrection and everlasting life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's a place of belonging. Because, I mean, look at Mary. Now she's getting to belong in John's household. And be taken yeah. care of, and he's getting to be taken care of by her. I mean, belonging is what we're looking for.
The longing to belong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is really people want. One of the major reasons we have so many you know, difficulties in our lives is because of that lack of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you know, yeah. Jesus, with his arms stretched out, is giving a big bear hug to the world. He's connecting with everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know, right where they are.
Yes.
What's really fascinating is the church fathers, you know, take the gambling soldiers and how they're gambling for the four pieces of clothing from Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then also they gamble for that seamless tunic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the church fathers, they argue that the four pieces represent the four corners of the earth, and then that seamless mm-hmm. tunic representing the unity in the church. That here is a God, a naked God, you know, one who is actually dying for the sin of the world. All that would separate us from God, he's just bearing the black hole of his death, and he's doing that so we can gather people from the four corners of the earth into this church mm-hmm. that can't be fractured, that can't be wrecked and ruined or rocked by anything or anyone.
Yeah.
That this is a church that remains united for life, for everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're part of that.
Yes. That's a very special thing about who you are. Yep, who I am, who Pastor is.
Yep. And really at the end of, you know, time, we're going to have one big celebration.
A big family reunion?
Well, yeah. I mean, and weddings become that, right? Yeah. Weddings are big. And really the first time we actually hear this word woman, mm-hmm. the only two times actually in the Gospel of John that that Mary pops up. It's at John 2 where she's called woman. You know, mm-hmm. She approaches Jesus and says, hey, you know, the wedding wine has run dry and the bride is about to cry. You know, Jesus, like, woman, what does this have to do with me? Mm-hmm. And Mary, she looks at the servants and says, do whatever the guy tells you. Because mm-hmm. she knows Jesus will come through for that couple. And he does. He turns, you know, washing mm-hmm. water into the finest wedding wine.
Yeah.
And really what we see here then, at the cross is Jesus is bringing us into a family, and we have nothing but a beautiful family reunion to look forward to mm-hmm. on the last day. And we get a foretaste of that in the Lord's Supper now, where we gather with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. So over our loved ones who died in the faith, they're not dead, right? Mm-hmm. They're at the rail.
Yes.
You know, we're getting a teasing, you know, appetizer mm-hmm. of that family reunion to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
the biggest family in the world.
Lots to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So see at the foot of the cross, Jesus, you know, familying, you know, his cross is the tree of life, the family tree, mm-hmm. you know, that really you're a part of.
Yeah. It gives you a family. It gives me a family. Pastor family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
So by his wounds,
we are healed.
Yeah. Until next time.
See you later.